Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Tuesday, August 17th, 2021, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 79, the first paragraph, starting with, "Although these reparations take innumerable forms." We're going to be reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Terry H., 12 Traditions, Nancy L. Reader of the text will be Dana P., Leslie M. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Kara L. The reference number for Monday, August 16th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 17,567. That's 17567. And for this morning, Tuesday, August 17th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 17,571. That's 17571. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Lois P., and Robin P. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive overeating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I'll now ask Terry H. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Dawn, for your service. This is Terry H. from Pensacola, Florida, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater through God's grace. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves, admitted to God and to ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to the other human beings the exact nature of our wrong. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked God to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons that we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, we promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve on the Tuesday team. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Terry H. And I'll now ask Nancy L. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. Two, for a group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop compulsively overeating. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. These problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And 12, anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me read, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Nancy L. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press *1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press *1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 79, the first paragraph, although these reparations take innumerable forms, and we're reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. And I'll now ask Dana P. to please begin reading. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you so much for your service this morning. Dana P., compulsive overeater in California. Although these reparations take innumerable forms, there are some general principles which we find guiding. Reminding ourselves that we have decided to go to any lengths to find a spiritual experience, we ask that we be given strength and direction to do the right thing, no matter what the personal consequences may be. We may lose our position or reputation or face jail, but we are willing. We have to be. We must not shrink at anything. Wow. There's so much here, you know, and this really brings me to, there is a reason why these steps have been done in order. It says, you know, the innumerable forms. So talking about innumerable forms of reparations and or amends. And an amends is not, I'm sorry for what I did, although we are sorry for what we do, but it's change, you know, it's to turn, to do that 180. So this is the way I used to do my life. I lied, I cheated, I stole, and now I do it different. You know, I'm honest. I approach everything with honesty and integrity. As to the best of my ability, you know, I do still make mistakes. So for one person, an amends might be that you go to, you know, to that person and you share. Another way might be you make a letter, but there are different ways of doing that. And thank you, God, for this program and the sponsor and other fellows, because left to my own devices, I would really have this all screwed up. So I check it out. And then the most significant part of this is, to me, is where it says reminding ourselves that we are willing to go to any lengths to find the spiritual experience. Well, how are we going to do that? We ask that we be given strength and direction to do the right thing, no matter what the personal consequences. So I get into prayer, you know, and I realized that before I did this, I really, I didn't think it, and I didn't say it. But I really believed in a punishing God. I thought, you know, this whole idea of karmic debt. You know, I had to repay things, and I was going to be punished in scary ways. And you know, stealing, you go to jail. And I've been arrested for shoplifting, so I was really scared to go to the store, another store, and tell them that I had stolen. And it might put me in jail, but you know, I was willing and I did it. And the end point, the consequence, was not my greatest fear. And it was actually a rather positive experience. And so, you know, it's that willingness where it says there, but we are willing, you know, we look at it and we say, okay, here it is, but just go for it. It doesn't mean that I wasn't afraid, but it meant that I was willing. And God gave me the courage. My higher power gave me the courage to do it. I certainly didn't. So we don't shrink at anything. I still do have some more to go. I was listening to a speaker yesterday who said that it took him 14 years to complete his amends. So, you know, in the meanwhile, I live my life in 10, 11, and 12, and to the best of my ability, complete those that I can complete. Day by day. So thanks so much for calling on me, and I'll pass with that.
Thank you so much, Dana P., for getting us started. I'll now be opening up the lines to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Penny L.C. Debbie P.
Okay, let's start with
Robin
Penny L. Was that Robin L?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, let's start with Penny L. C. And then we'll have Debbie P. followed by Robin L. Good morning, Penny. Will you share with us this morning?
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you for your service. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. And what caught my attention in this paragraph was that it states some general principles which we find guiding. And so as I'm thinking about making my amends, I can reflect on the work that I've been doing up until this point, and knowing that those spiritual principles that I feel are attached to each step have been building in me and growing in me, and now is the time I need to be sure I'm calling on them. So the main one, of course, is honesty from step one, you know, that I am willing to go to see my part and to be able to turn it over honestly with holding nothing back. And the principle of having faith and hope that doing this work is a freeing process. And no matter how much concern I have over it, I know that if I walk through it, my higher power will walk with me. And it will be doable. And trust, the principle of trust, that I can trust, that I will be protected, I will be given the strength I need to do my amends. And then from step four, the courage. Oh boy, yes, and it does take courage, but I've been developing that courage through my recovery process, and it's possible. And of course, integrity, knowing that I want to clean up my side of the street and I want to be a stand-up kind of person, you know, and gain that self-respect that I had let go of in making these not so favorable to actions in the past. And of course, what was already mentioned is the willingness to go to any length, the willingness to put myself out there and be humbled. Oh, that humility. You know, it's where I really need to call on it right now. And I can have compassion for myself in this situation, but more so I need to have compassion for the other person that needs to hear my reparation, that needs to know that I recognize that I had overstepped my boundaries or done something that was unkind or whatever that I'm making the amends for. And then so finally, you know, with this step, I'm blending that compassion with justice and knowing that this is the just and right thing to do. And this is what God would have me do. And so all of those principles help guide me to be able to walk this path and know that I don't walk it alone and it is doable. Thank you for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Penny LC. Now Debbie P. will you share with us, followed by Robin L. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. This is Debbie P. from Indiana. I've had an opportunity to make amends in a couple different programs, and I've always had a positive experience about that. I have never been shunned, at least up until this point. I still have a long way to go and more people to make an amend to. But what struck me today is we are willing, and I am still trying to work out my relationship with my higher power and strengthen that. But sometimes my higher power works when I don't even know it. I had a situation last week where with my work situation where one of the consequences could have been that I was fired. And but I was willing to just work through it and, help whoever needed help to try and fix it. And it all worked out okay. I was scared, but I reached out to others and I talked about it. And I made my amends by helping out. And I think, you know, where it says, these reparations take innumerable forms. You know, that was one I would have never predicted, that just helping out to fix the issue could have been an amend. So anyway, I also liked that I heard this morning, trust and courage is what it takes to get through this step, and all the other steps before now, before this one, help me to have that strength and courage that I can do step 9. So I will pass with that. Thank you for letting me share, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Debbie P. from Indiana. Robin L., will you share with us, please?
Yes, my name is Robin L. from Connecticut, and thank you for the opportunity to share. What strikes me this morning is reminding ourselves that we have decided to go to any length to find a spiritual experience, and we'll be given the strength and direction to do the right thing, no matter what. And when I've done amends in the past, I've done them fearfully rather than fearlessly, but I was willing to do them. And miraculous things happen sometimes. I think my most significant recent one was I had been estranged from a family member for 3 years and was waiting for that person to make amends to me. And I finally got the real strong message that I'm the one with recovery. I'm the one that needs to do the amends. I had a part in this whole situation also. And so I prayed about it, and I was given the opportunity on the spur of the moment one day. And I approached the person and did my amends, did a very simple amends. And in about 3 minutes, it took away, 3 years of resentment that I wasted in my life. But that was because I had the willingness, and I was looking for a new spiritual experience, and that certainly happened for me. But that was because I was willing, and I prayed about it, and I was given the opportunity when I least expected it. But there again, I had the willingness. And I like it when it says, we are willing, we have to be. And I believe that to be true for myself, that I have to be willing. And I'm having some struggles with my food right now, and the same principles apply. I have to be willing to go to any length, and I have to be willing. And if I'm not, I pay personal consequences, and I don't want that today. I want to be free. So I like this paragraph a lot, and that's all I have for today. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Robin L. from Connecticut. And I'm now going to be taking more names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. We're on page 79, the first paragraph. Although these reparations take innumerable forms, and we're commenting on that one paragraph only. So although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Leah R.
Davelin E.
Leah R. And was that Davelin?
Davelin, yes.
Davelin
Larry G.
P. Larry G.
Teresa C.
Teresa C.
Leslie M.
Leslie M. Okay, I've got Leah R., Davelin P., Larry G., Teresa C., and Leslie M. Leah R., please share with us. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. Thank you so much for your service. I am a recovering compulsive overeater in New York. I appreciate what I heard thus far. Somebody's unmuted. I appreciate what I heard thus far. That comes to my mind is, you know, it's making living amends, repairing the damage, mostly by my actions, especially with people that can't hear me. They're too drunk, or they're too much in their heads. They're too narcissistic, too selfish to even hear me or consider me. If I'm aware of those people, I'd make living amends. It's difficult, though, even such people that I can't actually have a conversation, communicate. And it's, you know, just a matter of, you know, talking it out between me and my higher power and with other fellow members. And everything is especially heightened. The feelings are heightened when I'm not eating. I'm not overeating and not eating those foods I'm addicted to and allergic to. Everything is just felt more and dealt with more. You know, it's all opportunities for healing the damage. And most difficult is my own family. I can't even see them at this point, make a living amends with them. So that's difficult. It's basically like it's in my mind and it's just in the feelings and it's just my higher power, mostly put them in my higher power's hands, pray for them. A lot of times just making living amends, repairing the damages with prayer. That's all I have left. Is prayer. And I mean, mostly, you know, staying abstinent and, you know, continuing to work the steps, the solution. You know, prioritize and focus on myself, which that's something that's been the roughest. So with that, I will pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Leah R. from New York. Now, Davelin P., will you share with us this morning? followed by Larry G. Good morning, Davelin.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. This is Davelin E. in Manitoba, Canada. Well, presently in California. I wanted to share on this. I haven't shared for a long time, and not for a long time on this meeting. I'm usually on the earlier meeting. But when I was initially doing my amends, when I first came into program 6 or 7 years ago, it was sort of an exercise in one and done. I made some amends for theft to good friends, for things that were terribly humiliating. And there was this tremendous relief, and then it was over. But as I progressed through my growth in God and finding God and taking direction from God instead of running things my way, I'm recognizing how powerful it is if I just keep on living in God's will instead of my will, because it's not a one and done. I think especially I wanted to make amends to my youngest son for my years of very, very horrible parenting. And he said, "No way, Mom, maybe on your deathbed, but I doubt it," because he loves me and he's forgiven me. He's got a moral compass of gold, as other members say. But I realized this past 3 or 4 years, as I have been trying very hard to live in the steps, that my changed behavior, my living amends, being different to him, have made a huge difference in his life. And he draws closer and closer to me all the time, wants to spend more and more time with me, because I am not the person I was. My higher power has changed me, transformed me. And the gift of this program and accessing a higher power is just unbelievable for me. And I realize that more and more each day, because I fall every day. I fall back into old ways. I fall back into control. And this living amends, this living how God wants me to live, is just such a gift. I just wanted to say that this morning, and thank you all for listening. I pass.
Thank you, Davelin E. from Canada. Now, Larry G., will you share with us, followed by Teresa C. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Dawn. This is Larry G. from California. Good morning, everybody. Wow, it just continues to amaze me. I've been on this call since 2020, and it amazes me that we study one small paragraph, and we could actually do a seminar on these paragraphs. They're so rich with content. You know, what do I have to fear? I ask myself the question, if I truly believe in a power greater than myself, I mean, not believe, but if I have faith in a power greater than myself, I have a knowing that this power is looking out for me, is benevolent, is merciful, loving, kind. What do I have to fear? I can go out there and courageously go make amends, because this is an opportunity now for me to go into the world and practice these steps. I can't imagine, I've been at this for a long, long time, not with visions, but 12-step movement in particular. I can't imagine waiting. At this point, I want to get this done. You know, now I'm going to be working with a sponsor. I'm just not going to go out there and not have a script or not have a plan in place. But I just want to get this done. I want to get this over with. Why? Because I want to commence working with others. This is the whole purpose, I think, of going through the steps, is to commence working with others. And if I don't go out there and make my amends and do it courageously, how can I work with others? I can't transmit something I don't have. And I didn't understand that in OA. I've been in OA for 26 years, and I actually gave up on sponsorship because I was working with men. We would do the three-step dance, step one, two, and three out, step one, two, and three out. I couldn't understand why I could not get these men through the steps. And then when I got into visions and started studying the big book, Alcoholics Anonymous, and applying it to my food addiction, I realized why, because I wasn't sober, I was not abstinent, and I can't transmit something I don't have. And so for me, there is a much greater purpose here, than just Larry trading his stock straight up. And that's important. But what's bigger than that is, number one, I get to practice these steps now into the world. I get to bring my force, my energy that I have been working on since step one into the world. And number two, get the damn thing done, Larry, so you can commence working with others, because this is where the juice is. I am having the time of my life sponsoring in a Visions program out of the Big Book as my sponsor, who originally took me through it. And we're not doing this death march where we're spending a year and a half on going through steps. We're getting it done as quickly as can. Why? So they can commence working with others. And to me, that's where the meat is in this program for me today, is working with a new person. I love it. It's completely transformed my recovery in so many different ways. I want to thank everybody on this call today who is here with me, who has 12-stepped me into this point in my life where I am commencing working with others. Thank you, Don. I'm out.
Thank you so much, Larry G. from California. Now we'll have Teresa C. shared with us, followed by Leslie M. And just a reminder, we are on page 79, the first paragraph, although these reparations take innumerable forms, and we're commenting on that one paragraph only. Teresa C., please share with us this morning.
Yes, thank you. Hi, I'm Teresa C., compulsive overeater and food addict in New Jersey. What stuck out for me is we ask that we be given strength and direction to do the right thing. And it just reminded me that so many times, you know, I just take this as, okay, this is what I have to do next. I don't stop to pray first. And that's really something I want to change in my program. So I just feel that's, you know, again, it's taking my will and thinking I can do this, and not reminding myself that I need to rely on my higher power to get me through this. I like what somebody said about prayer is, you know, asking for the strength and direction. That's the prayer that I need to do here before I commence my ninth step. Because without my higher power's help, I'm not really doing a thorough inventory. I'll do what I can think of on my own, but I won't be inspired to, go deeper or further, whatever it is, to get it done completely. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa C. from New Jersey. Now, Leslie M., will you share with us? And then following Leslie's share, I'll be opening up the lines to take some more names. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you so much for your service today. I am Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. And two things really stand out to me. What somebody else was just talking about, we ask that we be given strength and direction to do the right thing, no matter what the personal consequences may be. And I have to, I have to remember that on a daily basis. It's not just when I'm making amends, although I absolutely needed it when I was making my amends. But I have to remember that, God is in charge of everything that I do, that I am not in charge. And, I've been around a long time. I've been in OA 31 years this year. And, I had 3 years of entire abstinence at the end of February. So I was around a long time using OA as a diet club, with group support, and thought that that's how it was supposed to work. But it says here, we go to any lengths to find a spiritual experience. And my last time through the Big Book, that was a goal. It wasn't that weight loss. It wasn't, oh, this is what I need, that kind of thing.
Leslie, please press star one. We can't hear you, Leslie. Please press star one. Can I be heard? Hello?
Yes, Dawn.
Yes,
oh, thank
we can
you.
Hear you.
Oh, thank
yes.
you so much. Okay, we seem to have lost Leslie. She maybe had to press the wrong button there. So we'll go ahead, and I'm going to take some more names now, and we are on page 79, the first paragraph. Although these reparations take innumerable forms. Are you back with us, Leslie? No? Okay, well, let's go ahead and take some more names. Who would like to share on this paragraph? Although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us?
Carol K.
Carol K.
Leslie M.
Carol L.
Okay, Leslie, we're going to come right back to you. And who is that other name?
Kara L.
Kara L.
F-Z from Pennsylvania.
Who was that Beth Z?
Yes. Beth
okay.
Z as in Victor.
Okay, very good. And I'll take one more name.
Marie B.
Marie B.
Leia.
And Leia, I will put you on at the end if we have time. All right. Leslie M., please share with us. Go ahead, Leslie. We'll take you first.
Okay. Can you hear me, Dawn?
Yep, I sure can.
Okay, thank you. I'm not sure where I left off, but, you know, it's really, for me, it's about asking God all the time, every day, that, you know, what's my next move? What do I have to do, you know? And it says at the end of this paragraph, it says that we must not shrink at anything. And, you know, there I had a couple of really hard amends, two amends that I had to make to two of my sisters, and, you know, I'd lied to them. About, you know, the death of another sister. And, you know, I knew I had to go there, and I was afraid. They did accept my amends, and, you know, but it was, you know, I had to show up and do whatever I needed to do in order to clear my side of the street so that, you know, whatever happens, you know, I don't have to cross the street if I meet somebody. I can just say hello, and, you know, if they don't say hello back, that's okay. But just, you know, constantly in touch with my higher power to make sure that you know, that's his will. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. I'm from New York. And now, Carol K., will you share with us, followed by Kara L. Good morning, Carol.
Hi, this is Carol K. in New Jersey. It was K., not L., but that's okay. You know, so this paragraph is screaming out to me, honesty. I have to be honest in every single area of my life, not just with my food or not just with this or that. I have to be honest with every single person, everything in my entire life, if I want to get and stay recovered. And that was hard in the beginning because, you know, I would, you know, maybe have a lick of my husband's ice cream cone and not tell my sponsor. I was afraid I'd be dropped, whatever. You know, there were just little things where I wasn't being as honest because leaving something out that really needed to be told to my husband, let's say, in the very beginning, I would leave it out. So leaving it out is still a lie. And I had to learn this through this program. I'm still learning. I'm going to learn until the last breath I take. But today, I live my life, and I am as honest as I can be. I do the best that I can each and every day, no matter what the outcome. So if my sponsor decides to drop me because I was honest, so be it. If someone gets angry at me for being honest, so be it. It's okay. It's okay. I need to do what I need to do in order to stay sober. And I got to say this. I enjoy being honest. I love it because I can be myself. It helps me to be free and to be myself. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Carol K. from New Jersey. Kara L., will you share with us now, followed by Beth V. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, Dawn. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive leader from Long Beach, California. great shares today. Thank you, everybody. I learned from you all. I love the line, reminding ourselves that we decided to go to any length. So, okay, define a spiritual experience. Well, how did I get to that point? Well, everything I did, you know, when I tried to figure things out on my own, it didn't work. And I got to step one. You know, my life was unmanageable and I was powerless over my food, right? And so at that moment, I said, I will do anything. I'm in so much pain, right? So I remind myself of that. Like, do you remember what it was like? And then I ask, I said, well, what gave me what I have today? Well, it was a power greater than me. It wasn't anything I did, because if I could do it, I would have done it. And all my, you know, how did I become willing? Well, I became willing because everything I tried to figure out and do on my own didn't work. That's how I became willing. I got to the point that I just couldn't move forward on my own. So then we get to, it says, we ask that we be given the strength and direction to do the right thing. Yeah, I remember. I remember what brought me to the point of the amends. What has taken me through the steps? What has given me, you know, the food neutrality and the willingness I have today? I remember the pain, and then I remember the higher power that rescued me. I remember my higher power that did for me what I could not do for myself. And in that moment, I say, God, I trust you. Please give me the strength and the direction to do the right thing here. I don't know. I constantly need an intuitive thought, inspiration, or decision to move forward in my life. And that includes the amends. That includes my relationships. That includes everything in my life. That includes what I eat for breakfast. That includes what I wear. I just ask. And I'm always provided for. Thank you, everyone. I look forward to hearing everybody else, too. I pass.
Thank you so much, Kara L. from California. Now, Beth V., will you share with us, followed by Marie B. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. Glad to be here today. I'm Beth V., as in Victor, recovered in Pennsylvania today. I listened to all three meetings today, and the first thing I wanted to say was that I was very distracted, and I found myself writing in the margins of the notebook I have here on my plans for the day. And so after a little while, I realized, okay, problem number one has appeared. That is my will, not God's will, that I am listening to. So I need to listen better. And I was able to do that. And I continued this morning and sat still. And as I listened to the beautiful shares this morning that I heard, the many ways to make amends and the many, many different ideas and more things come up for me from listening to all my fellows on how they recognized the amends they needed to make, that in some ways I had never thought of them in that way before. But by leaning in, I finally hear something that then I say, oh yeah, that's me, I've done that. And I go on this morning and I think some of the amends that I have made, you know, I have not had results from. I was not able to contact those people. And so I wanted to say, oh, well, I'm done with that one. I did that. But no, I did not feel like I was done after a while of, thinking about it. And I decided I need to go round two on these amends and try harder and contact more people and open the door so that my opportunity to make the amends is shown to me. And some of them, you know, for some of this, I have needed to wait for my answer from my higher power because I was not clear. And then I realized that waiting for the answer was an action, and I waited. And then at some point, the door opens and there is my opportunity. The person calls me or something happens and there it is. So I'm very grateful to be a part of this community, and I am very grateful for being spiritually fit as the morning has gone on, and I will be of much more service to my fellows today. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you all.
Thank you, Beth V. And now, Marie B., will you share with us this morning, please, and share where you're calling from, if you would.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Good morning. Thank you for your service. I really needed this paragraph this morning. I woke up, I've had a bad couple of days in program, and just a lot has gone on in my life, and I've been questioning, you know, questioning if I should stay here. And these words, my higher power just gave me a lifeline, really. You know, just we ask for we ask that we be given the strength and direction to do the right thing. And that's all I can ask today, and actually do what I'm, you know, do what I'm told. Just to give you a little bit of backstory here, I'm dealing with a chronic illness that has resulted in me needing a lung transplant. In the last 3 years, I lost my job through COVID isolation. I didn't lose my job. I had to leave my job, and I loved it so much. Through COVID isolation, I've lost contact with a lot of friends. My health deteriorating. My brand new marriage is suffering. I ended up having to leave my home and move in with my daughter. I mean, it's just the gamut. But on the other side, I became a grandma. I came back to program and love it so much. But one of the things I've been making my amends. I've been in program for four months now. But just reading this today, I don't know why this is something I missed in step four. But I owe a huge amends to my husband because, you know, given everything that I've lost, I've had his love. I've had his support. And I was selfish. I totally just thought about myself. And he did not make my step four list. He did in some little things, but not in the big ways that I see now that I need to address. So I'm going to be writing a lot about this and talking to my sponsor. But I needed these words, and they're words I have highlighted in my book, reminding ourselves that we've decided to go to any length. And I owe that to my husband. I owe that to my higher power. I owe that to myself. So I'm grateful for all of you, grateful to be here today, and grateful for the big book and for my higher power. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Marie B. And Leah, I'm so sorry, but we're out of time. So please come back tomorrow. We'd love to hear your share. We're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Leslie M., please read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Thank you, Dawn. I am Leslie M., a recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.